Welcome to Rope Access Tips, Tricks and Chats, brought to you in conjunction with Fifth Point. If you're not sure who Fifth Point are, that's my training facility in Sydney, Australia. We've got one in Wellington and also one up in Auckland in New Zealand. So three locations. If anybody's keen on doing some training, they're based in Australia or New Zealand, or if you fancy a trip, we've had a few people travel down, come and spend some time in New Zealand or over in Australia and fit in your IRADA course as well. We're also offering GWO basic safety training. That's a new thing for us. So there we go. There's the shameless plug for my business while you guys listening on this episode for free. So anyway, this week we are going to be chatting about the IRATA Level 3 exam. As many of you will know, there's a new exam that needs to be undertaken on assessment day. So on the Friday or Saturday, depending on where you're doing your course, needs to undertake a online exam presented to you by the assessor. So I'm going to run through some of the basic stuff to do with the exam, what to expect, give you a few tips on what to do and how to get some inside knowledge beforehand. So the basics, guys, it's 10 questions. Multiple choice, drag and drop, click down menus to pick the correct answer, that sort of thing. So pretty straightforward to use. Needs to be done on a desktop or a laptop with a mouse. I think it needs to be 14-inch laptop. Reason for the mouse is that some of the drag and drop with things like the mouse on a laptop can't work as well. So it's a little bit harder to use. So using a separate mouse is a way forward. Important bit for everybody who's looking at doing their exam, the pass mark. So 10 questions. You need to get more than 7 correct for a pass. So between 7 and 10 will get you a pass mark on the exam. If you get between 5 and 7, that will be a minor discrepancy. So you'll be going into assessment day, into the practical component with one minor. And less than 5 is a major discrepancy. You will not be proceed into the practical component. The first thing is, try not to stress too much about it. The questions are straightforward. There is no trick questions or anything like that. But one thing you can do is jump onto the IRATA website, irata.org, and there is a demo video sort of available. So a little thing you can click on, so you can do a demo on there. It runs through how it works. So you have to type in, so let's just run through it. So you have to type in your IRATA number, none of the 2/ or 3/ any of that stuff, just your individual IRATA number, and then the assessor will give you a PIN number to type in. And then there's sort of a couple of pages where you need to agree to the T's and C's. The venue needs to be set up where you're doing the exam with no posters or any of the IRATA posters, any information that could assist you. Obviously, no phones allowed, no other computers, stuff like that. And the assessor will be loitering around, in my experience, be loitering around reading over your shoulder the questions just so they can see what sort of questions are coming up. So you'll go through a couple of screens agreeing to the various terms and conditions. And on the demo, it actually comes up with one example of each type of question. So the multiple choice, drop down menu, the drag and drop, 4 questions. So it actually gives you an insight into the type of questions that they are. If you come and do some training at Fifth Point, we put the demo up on the big screen and get all the level 3s in, and then they can go through it to get an idea of what's involved and how it all works. So in the real exam, you would click on the questions. You have 30 minutes to undertake the exam. If English is second language, you can get approved for an extension. This will need to be done before the Friday. So that needs to be approved, you know, 48 hours before to get approval. So you can get an extra 15 minutes. So it gives you 45 minutes. We've had a few English second language. None of the guys have gone for the extra time. Most people are taking, in my experience, between 10 to 15 minutes to undertake the exam to answer the 10 questions. Big things to remember. Don't rush. Read the question. English can be a bit of a fickle language. Things like what is the least worst, wordings like that. Some of the wording could sort of put you off the right track. So read the question. I think it would be nice if there was a button you could press and the thing would read out to you. You could have some headphones on and it would read out a question. Obviously, a lot of ropeys get into rope access because they're hands-on kind of people. English isn't really their strong point, reading, writing, things like that. So I think that would be a good thing. As we don't have that feature, my advice is read the question out loud. You know, if you're reading it in your head, it's just going around in your head. I've mentioned this before on previous casts. If it comes out of your mouth and then goes into your ears, it'll go to a different part of your brain and you'll process it slightly differently. So yeah, definitely do that. Take your time. Check the answers afterwards. You can go back and check your answers. Try not to double guess yourself and changing lots of them. Yeah, you know, maybe back yourself, back your gut a little bit. If there's anything blatantly standing out, press the button on it. So the big advice, read it out loud. Take your time. Check out the demo beforehand. Double check your answers. And try not to doubt yourself on your original answer unless there's something blatantly obvious that's out there. And once you've completed it, there'll be a couple of buttons you push for finishing the exam. It'll ask you to make sure you're okay to do that. It is an exam, so it will give you an answer. It will come up and it will say the percentage. So if you got 9 correct, it will say 90%. It will say the number that you got correct. And you know, if you got 7 correct, you're still passing. It's an exam, guys, so they won't give you the answers to the ones you got wrong. You won't know which ones you got right. Hopefully, you're sitting down, you're doing the exam, you get 7 or above. That's all we need. What will happen after that? It will go through to the assessor's portal and he will get the result on there again. So he has proof that happens. That can take a little bit of time. A lot of assessors are looking at the screen when you do the exam and seeing the result at the end. So they've actually visually seen it and then they'll get the update on their phone. But most importantly, don't stress. Don't stress about it. There are some questions, you know, simple things. They're to do with, you know, large rigging, edge management, the IRADA posters, that type of stuff. They will be areas that I would think you should cover, you know, full factors. All this stuff that as a level 3 you should know about, planning jobs, looking after edges, things like that. So, yeah, good luck with it. Well, that's pretty much it for this week. So, as always, if you could do me a solid and share this with your friends, if you could get 2 of your ropey mates to listen to the podcast, that would be amazing. There is a massive back catalogue that I did over the last few years. Definitely get them to have a look at that. New guys coming into the industry, be good. Yeah, just check all that out. But anyway, for now, stay safe. I'll see you soon. Cheers.